This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In this edition, part two of our conversation with Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed. This section of the interview focused on crime. The mayor earlier this week responded angrily to some highly publicized crimes, including the mugging of a CNN anchor. You said you would put forward a series of countermeasures this following some high-profile muggings and carjackings and shootings. What specifically are you talking about? Which countermeasures are you looking at?
I'm not going to discuss them on air, but I have a record that suggests that what I'm saying is true. So when the young man was beaten outside of a store in southeast Atlanta, there were three people involved. We tracked all of them as far away as Pennsylvania. And when I say that something bothers me, I have a record of it not being rhetoric. I got sworn in as mayor on January 4, 2010. Crime in major categories is down more than 16%, probably closer to 18%. I've done that in the worst economy since the Great Depression. I've done it with $100 million less in cash. And what I don't appreciate is when people, for their selfish interest, take these events and then cast a message that crime, that there's some kind of surge in overall crime. I'm going to make sure that if you're in your vehicle in the city of Atlanta, that extraordinary measures are taken to make sure that somebody doesn't hit you in the bumper and rob you. And I'm going to take some extraordinary measures, including increasing the number of officers on the street, putting together an action plan that deals with carjacking, and a number of other things to find these people. I'm going to track them, and then we're going to prosecute them and put them in jail.
Is 2,000 officers, which was a goal for many years.
It's a goal for two decades.
Yeah, is it enough?
I think it's enough. I think it's the right size force, but we've hired 700 officers over 3 years, and it takes time for them to become experienced.
What about pay for officers? Where do we stand in terms of other cities? And is there a risk that you'll lose your experienced, perhaps best officers to other cities because of pay?
Well, that would be in contrast to what is actually happening. We have cut attrition by more than 25% since I've had this job. The second thing is I gave the first step increase and pay raise for officers that they've had in 6 years. And I want to do more. But I'm going to continue to balance our budgets. I'm going to continue to make sure that I don't raise people's property taxes through my first term. And I'm going to continue to build cash reserves and strengthen the city financially so that we are not a national embarrassment.
Earlier this year, during the press conference for the I Am Not Yours initiative regarding child sex trafficking, you mentioned that it was time for a new study or new crime data to give more accurate numbers on how many children are trafficked.
Yes.
Is that a study that the city would commission, number one? And number two, is there a feeling that we're always going to have trouble getting accurate numbers? We need to do more on child sex trafficking now.
It may be. It may be. But the point I'm making is that, first of all, we have acted aggressively with regard to sex trafficking in the city within the police department. There is a large cyber component to it. So you really have to develop the expertise if you're really going to push back in a serious way. The other part is that a large part of the sex trafficking trade is done outside of the city limits in rural areas intentionally because folks don't like to draw attention to it and because we have pushed a lot of that activity out.
But we are still often a transfer point.
You're right.
A lot flows through here even if the final transaction is not here.
Yeah, but it flows through a 10-county region. People just know the name Atlanta. So what I would like to do is just to have accurate data, not to avoid responsibility, but to do a more capable job of policing it and pushing back on it. So that's really what the comment meant to. One was to let people know that we acted on sex trafficking before any press conference or before anybody knocked on my door talking about it. So I didn't want the city to feel or people in the region to feel that we were being reactive to something new. So we were not, and we're going to do more.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.